Jeff, are you buying what he's selling on the quarterback situation that he believes, right? And let me make sure I got this right, and because he just said it, you just heard it, we're kind of all talking about it, that Joe Flacco is probably going to get the nod to start this thing, but they are going to give Kenny Pickett every chance to win it. And the rookies will be the rookies. Fair? We're on the same page?
I disagree with Scott on one aspect of it.
Okay.
He thinks it's going to be Flacco because Pickett will stumble. I think it's going to be Pickett because he won't stumble. But I agree with the assessment completely in this regard. Pickett has some upside, and there's a chance that this guy actually becomes your starting quarterback and gives you a quarterback who you can have for 3 to 5 years. You know, next year, there are a lot of factors going into the idea of getting a quarterback next year. Okay, you have two draft choices. That's really good. To get the guy you want, you're going to have to really stink this year, I would think. Because there's no guarantee. Remember, if somebody else gets the number one, number two, number three pick, it's probably because they don't have a quarterback either. Or one that they like. And they'll want to move on and get that guy. So just because you have an extra number one doesn't mean that somebody's going to take your trade offer to get the guy you want. Mm. And so I would rather find a guy this year who I can play quarterback and he can be my starting quarterback and he can be here for a little while. And I keep going back to what Mike Martz told us last week, where he really likes Kenny Pickett and thinks that Pickett can be the guy. And so I'm really pulling for Pickett because I don't know Kenny. I don't know him personally. All I know is that he's had some moments. And if he can go in and win that job, I think it's the best case scenario for the organization. And that's why I would like to see him do it. I do think it's the best case scenario for the organization.
I think week one of these four guys is going to be traded by then. So I'm still going to stick to my guns on that.
Yes, you do.
I think if I'm Kevin Stefanski and I want to make sure that I have a job next year, I'm probably leaning towards Joe Flacco, and I'll tell you why. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh on a short week coming back from London. What quarterback would I trust the most to try to get me at least two wins in that grouping so that the whole season doesn't go sideways earlier on? I don't care if management said, hey, we took a swing and a miss on a quarterback who's not even going to be on the active roster. What I'm telling you is if they start off 0 for Cincinnati, 0 for Baltimore, 0 for Green Bay, 0 for Detroit, 0 for Minnesota, 0 for Pittsburgh, 0 for 6, Kevin Stefanski could be in gigantic trouble before October 19th. And if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm going to trust the guy that got me to the playoffs 2 years ago more than I'm trusting anybody else. I'm sorry. We could sit here and talk about it till we're blue in the face. Kevin's got to win. And if I'm Kevin, I'm going with the guy I trust. It might actually go against what the front office is saying. Oh, don't worry about it. If we're 0-6, you know what? We're going to start one of these young guys because we got to see what we got. It's the NFL, baby. It's the NFL. And I just don't see, Kevin. And maybe I'm wrong. But if I was Kevin, I'll put it that way. I want to trust a guy that knows how to win, a guy that's been to the playoffs before. I don't care what happened in Indianapolis last year. I don't want to sit here and talk about what happened over the last 10 years. I don't care.
New York?
Nope, I don't. Don't care.
Because he's had limited success since he left Baltimore.
You know what? But he had success last time he was here, and he was with me then, and we had synergy, and we had a brain trust. That's right. Me and Joe.
I didn't know that.
I'm just telling you, man. I was there from a distance. I was in the stadium while he was in the stadium. It was like the Wonder Twins, kinetic power, working together, of one mind.
If
I'm Kevin, I'm going with the guy that's going to get me the most amount of wins. And I'm sorry, but I think Joe's probably that guy for confidence reasons out of the gate.
Here's the thing. I have a different level of confidence in Joe Flacco. Joe can sling it. You know, when Joe's 50, he'll probably still have a great arm. I truly keep looking at what he's done since he was in Baltimore. And I'll give you the numbers. In games where he was the starting quarterback, the quarterback of record, In New York, 1-8. In Indy, 2-4.
Rookie quarterback, they're trying to get on the field in Indy.
In Denver, 2-6. In Cleveland, very good, 4-1. He's not had a whole lot of success since he's left Baltimore. And just because he was good here a year ago, 2 years ago now, I'm not convinced that he's going to step in and be able to go 4-1 in five games or something, you know, play at that kind of a pace. And if he's trying to do too much, his history tells us he throws the ball to the other team a lot.
Then you pull the ripcord quick.
I just don't think he gives you the chance to win that most people do. I could be completely wrong on that.
Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what the fans think.
We got another 2.5 hours here today, well, that's okay. And we're doing the show all week.
You might be sitting here by yourself at the end of this. But what I'm saying is, is that it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what the fans think. What does Kevin Stefanski think?
I think Kenny Pickett is the guy. That's my own personal thought.
Kevin's got to play to win. And the guy he's had the most success with out of these four,
only had one of them before. Of course he's had the most success with them.
Well, that's all that matters. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about the Jets. I'm not going to sit here and talk about Indy.
I'm going to talk about a guy that's not been good since he left Baltimore, except for a five-game stretch here.
Had more respect than any other quarterback in that locker room since 1999. And that the guys want to play for him and with him, and that he brings out something in these players
that
somebody else hasn't.
That's the best captain the Titanic has ever had.
They weren't the Titanic when he was here, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, you righted the ship.
You want to sit here and dwell on, everyone gets bad opportunities. Everybody has bumps in the road. Everybody has, problems. But sometimes as well as I do, in the NFL, it's about combinations. And that combination is the head coach, the quarterback, the skill position players, and a defense that can give you an opportunity to win if you're on offense. And a lot of times you may have four of the five. I don't even know how many I listed. You might have three out of the five, and you're not going to win. What do you think they think in Cincinnati? I think they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If you ask me, offensively, they should win the Super Bowl. But who's saying that? No one. Everybody thinks Baltimore is going to come out of the North because no one trusts Cincinnati's defense. So we can sit here and go till we're blue in the face on, why Cincinnati won't win. But we all know offensively and the quarterback they have gives them an opportunity every week. I don't care. If I had Joe Burrow as my quarterback, I would believe my team could win this week every week.
When Joe was here before, they had Amari Cooper. They had Elijah Moore.
Yep.
They're not here. They had Nick Chubb, but Nick didn't play a ton that year.
Yep.
Because he got hurt. They did have Kareem Hunt. Andy, if he can replicate what he did here before, more power to him. I think that would be outstanding. I still think Pickett is the hope because, as Scott said, and I couldn't agree with him more, Joe's not the long-term solution here, just based on his age. And
it's the NFL. Is there really such thing as long-term? Win this year. Is there really long? I mean,
I'll give you that, but I'm looking for a long-term solution. If you look around the league at good teams, they have long-term solutions at the quarterback spot.
We have had a great long-term solution at not having good quarterbacks since 99.
Which is why I'm hoping Kenny Pickett can come in and perform at a high level and win that job. And then perform at a high level in games and give the team a chance to win.
Lou is in North Royalton. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. You?
I'm getting fed up with this BS of, who should start the quarterback. Listen.
Well, it's going to continue for about another 6 weeks, Lou.
Might as well take some aspirin.
Here's the thing. Okay, and this is Andy, I agree with you 1,000%. Jeff, who was the head coach of the New York Jets? Who was the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts?
I don't care who the head coach was. I care who the quarterback was.
It wasn't Kevin Stefanski, and they don't run Kevin Stefanski's offense. You had Flacco came off his couch. Flacco is the epitome of a Kevin Stefanski quarterback. He's the epitome of a pocket passer. okay? He's 6 foot six. He's not 5'10", and he's not 6'1", or 6'2", whatever Pickett is. And he's got hands three times the size of Pickett. So he was 4-1. Name me one team out there that loses their two starting offensive tackles and their six-man tackle rotation that's going to have a successful running game or season. Not going to happen. The only person in 2023 that played close to 17 games was Wyatt Teller. Everybody on that offensive line was hurt. You didn't have Nick Chubb. You have more of a running game now. So let's see what Flacco can do with a running game. He made Amari Cooper and Elijah Moore look like the second coming of Jerry Rice.
There you go, Lou. You tell him. Tell him what the No Row Nation thinks, baby.
What more does Flacco's never had a debilitating injury. He's never had a torn ACL. Never had a torn labrum. Never had a shattered glenoid bone. Never had anything. Yeah, he's not your long-term answer. But for this year and maybe next year, until Shador gets some seasoning, why would you want Flacco to start?
Well, because I want Pickett to be better than Flacco.
Lou, we're good. Lou, you made a great case. I appreciate you. Well done.
And it was on number two.
You have made the No Row Nation proud, my friend. Thank you, Lou. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's only on number two. I got a text from my buddy Jeff in Cleveland.
What?
Hold on. Yes. Breaking news. I agree with you. Andy is smoking something if he thinks Flacco is still good.
You know what? Who is this from?
Your friend, Jeff in Cleveland.
Dead to me, Jeff. You're dead to me.
Flacco sucked in our playoff game, and in Indy last year, he was terrible.
One bad game. Tell me other quarterbacks have had only one bad game and lived to see a second. Thank you. They brought him back for a reason. 216-474-0092. Lou and Rono Nation, you are the man. Thank you. Talk more about this in a second.